This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
Hey, no white boys. They cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, let's do this. Here we go. Let's get another week started with a lot of Warrior basketball coming this week as well. And I want to say this right out of the gate, and I want to invite anybody who's ready to do it with me. Okay? 888-957-9570. That's the number. You can text us. Tweet, YouTube, chat, whatever. Who's ready to do this with me? I was wrong. I was absolutely wrong with my reaction to the Warriors' acquisition of Jimmy Butler. Now, the same way we said last week, oh, it's only been four games. It's now only been six. And so I don't mean that in a way of like, well, now it's going to be sunshine and rose petals for the next two plus years. At least one deep playoff run. Who knows, Dibs? Maybe two, maybe even three.
Who knows?
I'm not sitting here telling you that they're now out of the woods that they've created. He's still 35. They're all still 35 plus. They have to stay healthy. They're still small. There's all of these things that and we still don't know what Kuminga looks like with him. All of those things still remain. But the reason that this trade to me is working so well is because even if something goes wrong in the next year or two, it was still worth it. It was still worth it. This team, I underestimated the level to which they needed an energy shift.
Yeah.
We can do all the X's and O's of why the Warriors are playing well over the last six games. I'm more interested in the way this team looks. I mean, they all look like they just got let out of jail. It's unbelievable. The energy oozing out of this organization right now.
And I do think that it's for two or three main reasons. One, you brought in a guy who is an energy player. He's impactful, and he plays with that edge and that swagger. The other piece for me is that from a rotation standpoint, you got a lot of clarity. So you no longer have 12 or 13 guys for 10 spots. If you're Moses Moody and you lose Slow-Mo and Schroeder and Lindy Waters and Wiggins, if Moses was your 11th or 12th man, and of late he was higher than that, but the point is, all those other guys, they're now out of the way. So your rotation is really 10 players, and then you can add in Guy or Quentin or whatever else you want to add in toward the bottom end of it. But I think that playing time clarity is a big part of it. Now, when Kuminga comes back, it gets a little bit more complicated because, you know, Moody's been playing a bunch and he's been playing well at the four, and Kuminga comes back and he's going to probably be your four. I don't think you want him to play the three very much because he doesn't shoot the ball great, although neither does Jimmy Butler. So you could play him at the three in spots, but I do think that playing time clarity is a big part of it, and you brought in a real OG and a real dog, and as Draymond said in the article in The Athletic, we needed another blank hole.
Yep.
And you know, Jimmy's that in the best possible way, and also I think what it's done for Steph Curry is he doesn't have to go out there and shoot the ball 30 times a game anymore. He can kind of lay back in spots, and the team's going
to
be okay.
I mean, that's probably the under-discussed part of us comparing Jimmy Butler to Andrew Wiggins. I heard a lot of people, like, everyone would agree Jimmy Butler is a better overall player, but you're like, well, he's a lot older, and he's a lot more expensive, and you got to tie yourself to that wagon for another couple years. And then there's the attitude thing, and that scares people a little bit. But what I don't think a lot of us talked about is you traded a very passive human being for a very dynamic human being. And to me, that's what I see right now as the biggest change. I agree with everything you just said. All of that X's and O's is very, very clear. Jimmy is a smarter basketball player. He's better at the free throw line. He's more reliable night to night. He makes better decisions than a lot of the guys we've seen in that role. All of that's true. The biggest thing that just happened is they got a dog. They traded a cat for a dog. That's what just happened.
Wow.
They did.
I mean, traditionally I'm more of a cat guy as a pet owner. But
I love both. I've had both. I like that's it. I don't even refer to that. That's not a criticism.
No, it's but just, I get it.
And that's what they did. They traded somebody who wants to be in the background for someone who wants to be in the foreground.
And in my homestead back in Oakland, shout out Cliff, the cat, he was not going to defend us against any possible interloper. And in fact, if a stranger came over, he's going to be under the bed for at least a day, more likely two.
I'm the same way.
He's a classic cat. He was not a dog. Yeah. He wasn't out there, you know, barking if somebody came onto the property. And Jimmy Butler, if you look at what they've done in six games, they as a team are plus 88. And they're coming off back-to-back 24-point victories. They've won three in a row for the first time since November. It feels like, yes, winning games gives you momentum, but just watching this team, they're out there playing with force and swagger and an edge. And I don't know where this whole thing's going to end, but where it is right now is a whole lot better than it was. If you want to go back to Wednesday, February 5th, when you lost to Utah by three.
Oh.
And, you know, that was the day of the deadline. And there was a lot of emotions because four guys were gone before the game even started. And you gave up a buck 31 to the hapless Jazz and you lost. Since then, you've been amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, this feels really good. And I mean that more so not just as a fan. I mean that based on what you're all watching or listening to or however you take in Warrior games or just listen to them talk. And we'll play a bunch of this for you here throughout the day. By the way, Steve Kerr is on the show at 5. Anthony Slater's on the show at 3:45. We're all over the Warriors all afternoon. And we'll play a lot of what they're all saying. But, like, everybody is gushing. Everyone is gushing. Like, we sound like we're at a retirement party every day. You hear what Iguodala sounded like yesterday? None of this happens without you, Steph. I mean, like, everybody is just gushing over everyone. But that's what it sounds like on the day-to-day. Now, be real. These things don't last. They are not going to be this lovey-dovey for 3 years. They will not.
Well, even for 25 games,
I don't even know if they will be by next Monday. But that's where they are now. And that energy shift that took place with the Warriors, my goodness, way, way more pronounced than I thought it would be.
Right.
Like, if you remember where we were, and we were at Splash physically, but where we were mentally the day this all went down, I had all kinds of concerns about the X's and O's of the deal and the finances of the deal. But my thought was, it's better than no deal, but I'm surprised that that's the deal. I'm really surprised that that's the deal. I had no idea that the timing of it was this much of a necessity. Again, knew they needed to do something, but I didn't, like, for one person to come in and change the energy, forget the room, like a city,
yep,
a building, multiple buildings,
a franchise,
an organization,
the whole thing,
the whole thing is different because of the arrival of one person. And now you wonder why someone like that asks for $55 million. Dude, it's worth more than that. But do you understand what that's worth? If someone has that ability to walk into an entire billion-dollar organization, snap his fingers, and have everything do an about-face, dude, what he's done is already worth $55 million, and it's been a week and a half.
He's a unique guy to where he comes in, and I don't think that he thinks about anything other than, I'm Jimmy Butler, I'm good at what I do, and, you know, either you join me, I join you, of course, but either you roll with me and how I do things, or, you know, maybe I'm not in the right spot. But I want to admit that I also was wrong, not about Jimmy Butler, because my concern was about the contract, and once that got signed, I was all in on it. I was wrong about Steph Curry. And what I said for the past month or 2 months is Steph Curry cannot do it every night. He could do it every now and again. He could do it maybe 1 of 3, 2 of 4.
Define it.
It is like last night, for example, 12 of 20, 30 points in 3 quarters. And he was the game. And you know, Jimmy's great. Draymond was great. Everyone was great. But Steph Curry, if you look at his last 6 games since Jimmy's been here, he's averaging 29 a game. He's shooting 40% from three. He's almost a 50-40-90 guy again over the last 6 games. And it's consistency. I thought that he was at a point where he couldn't do it every night. Well, it turns out now with Jimmy Butler, and I know it's a small sample, but 34, 38, 25, 27, 20, and 30, he's averaging 29 a game. He is doing it every game. So I was wrong thinking that maybe he was slowing down more than he is. What he needed was somebody else to take some of the pressure off and take some of the double teams off and take some of the heat off him. He doesn't need to shoot it 35 times a game when you got Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, this whole thing, it's crazy. It's surprising to me, man. They are swaggering all over people right now.
Yep.
They're just walking into buildings looking at each other like, what? What are you going to do about all this? And the only person who has an answer one time was Kyrie Irving, who absolutely lost his mind and went crazy. And they still only won by 4 points.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, it's super optimistic. Let's go. Who wants to do this with us? I was wrong. This was absolutely the right move at the right time. Even if it goes south from here, I still think right move, right time, based on the energy shift that's taking place. 888-957-9570. We're going to be taking your calls all afternoon. So, Chris, Deborah, Candlestick, Rick, you're going to lead us off. Get on in here at 888-957-9570. Your phone calls next. Anthony Slater in just over an hour. Speaking of Jimmy Butler, want to win a Butler jersey? Want to win a Jimmy Butler Warriors jersey? We've already given away 2 today, and we've got 1 more to give to 1 lucky listener. All going to happen in the 4 p.m. hour. So just make sure you keep listening. We're also sponsored by Honda of Vallejo. This is Willard and Dibs.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Curry stops and shoots. It's a three. It's up and good. Prosper just waved at it in desperation, but he knew he was beat. Off a little dribble move. Dallas has gone 4 minutes without a point. They're down 17-9 now.
Now back to Willard and Diggs. Take it away, Mark.
Okay, Steph. I don't really want to take anything away from you.
You can't take it away from them.
Nope. I mean, unless, of course, it's during the non-Steph minutes, which Jimmy is now in charge of.
Right.
Doing just fine. Thank you. You know, we left here on Friday talking about how regular season Warrior games had not felt like this much of an appointment in 3 years. And I would like to circle back to that and then push that even more forward. Listen to me now, okay? And then we're going straight to the phones. Tomorrow night is Tuesday and Charlotte is in town. It's literally the way you joke about regular season basketball when you say it.
It's what Draymond used to joke
exactly.
About.
Exactly. You're like, some Tuesday and Charlotte is in town.
I can't get up for Tuesday in Charlotte.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait for Tuesday and Charlotte is in town. That's how you know that the Warriors are cooking right now. And it is. It's so much bigger than a 5-1 record. And so, you know, I'm ready. I am now ready.
Oh, yeah.
I am ready to say I was wrong about this trade. And it's not because any of my thoughts about next year and beyond are different than they were that day. It's that I can see that this energy shift is so much more pronounced than I ever could have thought possible. And that in and of itself, even if this just goes to the first round and then whatever, next year they just come back a year older and all of that, I still would green check this deal.
Oh, yeah.
My God. This is such an about face. It's incredible.
It's been profound, and all you have to do is look at the ticket resale market. And I just looked at tomorrow's games, Bucks at Rockets, tickets as low as $6.
Okay.
Suns at Grizzlies, tickets as low as $4. Spurs at Pelicans, tickets as low as $2. You can get into that game for $2. Hornets at Warriors, tickets as low as $69.
Wow.
So, and the Laker Maverick, tickets as low as $173. That's a little bit of a different vibe.
That's crazy. Yeah, the only way that would be crazier is if it was in Dallas. It's in L.A.
Right.
But Luka versus the Mavericks, yes, that's coming on, that's coming tomorrow night.
You got a 2, a 4, and a 6. And the $6 is Giannis at Houston.
Yeah.
The Giannis Şengün matchup.
That's a big game.
It is.
That's two teams that are fighting right now.
Spurs at Pelicans, tickets as low as $2.
Yeah, well, that's...
That team's got to move.
I mean... Those two teams are... They're playing out the string.
Right.
They've lost their people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Wembanyama, whatnot.
But to your point, though, about, like, Hornets-Warriors, the Hornets are 14-41, but you can't get in there for under $70.
Oof.
Because this thing is humming.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so let's hear from you. Who wants to do this with us, okay? I like six games. I know that's quick, but I'm here, and the takes that I had a couple of weeks ago were at least partially off, for sure. This thing is really, really kicking into high gear quick. Chris in San Jose, thank you for calling Willard and Dibs. What's up?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? Good afternoon, Mark. Yeah. Good afternoon, Dibbers.
Hello.
I was one of those guys who, you know, not trying to, you know, I try to be optimistic, but when I looked at the move initially, and I still think this way to some extent, you know, we threw around the word lateral. It's a lateral move. It's a lateral move. While I do kind of see that in terms of the player, you know, we like your guys' analogy between dogs and cats. You know, if Wiggins was a cat, Butler's an absolute dog. So he's infused some energy here over the last few weeks. I just, you know, and again, not to be such a pessimist, but you look at who we play. You know, you beat the Bucks without Giannis. You barely beat Houston without their second best player in Jabari Smith. So you play who you play, but we really haven't played like a quality opponent yet with Jimmy. I think that Lakers game was the game before Jimmy came over. So, you know, while he has infused some life, I still kind of think, you know, it is somewhat of a lateral move in terms of, do I think that we are going to win the championship? No, I don't think so. But I do think we have a little bit of life here now. You know, you got Curry playing well again. He's getting one-on-ones, not 2v1 every time down the court. So it's a positive move in the right direction. I'm going to give it, you know, another month, see how it plays out. I know we don't have the strongest strength of schedule down the way. We got some patsies, so to speak. But, yeah, we got some new life. Looking forward to it. And I'm not ready to say I was completely wrong because I still don't think they're going to win a title. But, hey, we got, as Guru was saying, we got action.
Yeah, the cooking with gas. All right, Chris, thanks. I'll say this. I think it's a hard nut to crack to say lateral move because I didn't think they'd win a title before, and I still don't. Well, like, that's not really a fair way to look at it. Like, yes, objectively, they are still very, very unlikely to win a championship. How about if we asked it this way? Are they more likely now than they were then? Who on earth would answer no? Of course they are. Or, even as we put it a few weeks ago, look, to me, I'm never going to be a championship or bust person. I think there's value in the Warriors dancing. Get into the playoffs and see what happens. Do you get to the second round? Do you get to the third round? Those things are way better than missing it entirely like they did last year. And again, all we can do is look at things as they are in this moment. But if you look at the standings right now, look at people's schedules, look where the injuries are. Sure, the Warriors could get an injury tomorrow night. But as we all sit here right now, you got a hard time even believing that the Warriors are going to be anything below six. Like, six looks, I mean, they're a game and a half behind the Clippers.
Yeah, looks doable.
It looks very doable.
It looks doable.
I'd almost favor them right now to be the six of the group that's going for it.
Funny you say that because I ran this by you at least a week ago, might have been longer, about the NBA championship odds according to FanDuel, and the Warriors were at 65-1.
Yep.
Right now they're 45-1. So in just...
And what are some of those other teams they're battling? What's Minnesota? What's the Clippers?
I'll run it down for you, but yeah, just over the course of maybe 10 days, they went from 65-1 to 45-1. And of the Western Conference teams, Oklahoma City is 2-1. They're the favorite to win the whole thing. Denver 13-1. Lakers 20-1. Memphis 35-1. Then
Warriors.
The Warriors.
Yeah.
And then the Clippers, then Dallas. Minnesota's 130-1.
I don't know what's going on there, man. I'm telling you. Did you watch them last night?
No, I missed it.
Late game against Oklahoma City. And they were down by 20 before they even got warm seats.
Wow.
Then they erased it in the second quarter to take a lead by halftime. And then they went ahead and went out there and lost the basketball game and had stories come out today about how Naz Reid wants to opt out at the end of the year and be a free agent.
There you go.
I'm just like, you have so much talent on that team. And it is just so misused and not coming together. I wonder what Anthony Edwards' future is. I don't know, man. That team is so good looking. The team photo, it's so good looking. And they just don't do it. I can't figure them out.
Yeah.
They should be so much better than they are.
I'm just looking at the ESPN win probability because I didn't watch the game. And it goes from OKC is up 47-31, 50-31, 97% chance of winning.
Yep.
And then you get to Minnesota took a lead, 71-65.
Uh-huh.
Now Minnesota is favored to win. All the way down to Minnesota up by four with about 17 minutes to go. And then whoop. OKC flipped it all the way back, and then Minnesota actually flipped it back again. This whole thing is like the Dow Jones over a tumultuous day of the stock market.
Yeah. Oklahoma City is that is a really, really good basketball team. Let's go to Deborah in San Leandro. Hi, Deborah. Thanks for calling.
Hey guys, how are you doing?
What's up?
I'm calling to say I was wrong. Partially. Okay. I was one that said my concern with Jimmy, and it still is his availability, right? So if he maintains, they say he's coming in early, he's doing everything he needs to do physically, he doesn't have to work as hard on this team as he had to on the other team because they didn't really have a lot of help for him over there. So maybe he won't sit out as much. But he's definitely changed the whole swagger of the team. The analogy of the cat and the dog is perfect. I love Andrew, but he's too meek, right? Steph needed another dog. And to give you an example, I watched when Buddy first came over that first few weeks, and Andrew had planted himself next to Steph in the chair. Steph always has his seat. I watched Buddy move him from that seat. It's no way in heck Buddy should have moved Andrew from that seat next to Steph. Now, last night, I watched, or the other game, I watched Jimmy move Buddy. Buddy, that's my seat next to Steph. So that, you know, that's in a nutshell the difference in the two, right? And he has changed the franchise by giving confidence to all the other players and space, and he's allowing Steph not to have to shoot 35 times a night. Steph was worn out, and now he's not. So I have to say I was wrong because I didn't know it was going to be this quick, and I just hope he remains available.
Deborah, it's a great call. Thank you very much. This is kind of what I think Deborah's talking about, and I wonder if anybody sort of believes in this the same way that I do. When we talk about sports, this happens a lot. People will bring up team chemistry, and I think a lot of people, they blow it off. They're like, what does that really mean? Like, give me talent over chemistry. Well, yes, obviously. You can have a bunch of people who like each other, and if they don't have enough talent, but do not underestimate what I think has been the word in Bay Area sports for the last 12 months. Vibes. Go back to the beginning of the 49ers offseason, and the way things just completely, for the second year in a row, went sideways because of a big name and a big contract. And all August, what did we keep saying? Oof, the vibes don't feel good. But we were hoping against hope. Oh, but they got all that talent. Got all that talent. So who cares about vibes? Well, how are we doing now? 6-11. And then the Warriors came in. And they said, we've got good vibes. And then it just kind of like, went into no man's land because you couldn't string anything together. Not
12-3, the vibes were off the charts.
Sure, of course. And then you get a couple injuries, and then just it just hit no man's land, and all of a sudden people aren't feeling it anymore. Like, for whatever it's worth, probably not much. But right now, the San Francisco Giants spring training is overloaded on vibes. And I don't even know if that'll lead to anything, but Buster Posey is running the place now, not Farhan Zaidi. That's vibes. It's an energy shift. And what you're watching, to me, with the Warriors right now, there's a lot of X's and O's involved in it, but even more so, it's vibes. It's just like people can achieve things. You can move mountains when you wake up every day feeling like you're a foot above the ground. And that's what they all look like. The whole team looks like that right now.
They do. And I do think that that is a testimony to life, because I think about this building and, you know, our boss, Matt Nahegan, when he came in, and it's been now 6 years. I want to get it right. It's been probably six, maybe seven. And when he came in, the vibes in the building were not great. And he made some personnel moves over the course of, you know, 6 to 9 to 12 months, most of them behind the scenes, that changed the culture. And he changed the culture. And so the vibes here in our building are great. And it's important that when we show up, the sales staff, the support staff, the engineers, everybody, if we all like being here and like working here, you're going to show up earlier, you're going to work harder, you're going to stay later, you're going to care more about your job. And that is everything for everybody. And I do believe that a lot of us in professional sports, we forget that, because you look at Basketball Reference or you look at your fantasy team and you think, well, they have all these amazing guys, then of course it's going to be fine. And your example about the Niners is a good one, because Ayuk was mad all the way up until he finally got started, and then he got hurt, and Trent Williams didn't really want to be there, and you know, Mooney Ward had personal tragedy, and so did Trent. And so some of these things are unavoidable when you've got personal stuff that happens, but the vibe change here in Golden State has been profound.
I mean, real talk, I think that Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers were mad at each other last offseason, and I think they still are.
They might be. I mean, we don't
really do.
We don't know what he's going through in the rehab. And
no,
we, you know.
But I do think and have heard that there are still plenty of people in the 49ers front office who are still annoyed. They're still annoyed. And why wouldn't they be? You got to sit with what just happened last year all offseason. And it's not all Brandon's fault, but man, it was exhibit A into taking the 49ers into a big old bucket of negativity. And the Niners, I'm not putting it all on Brandon by any stretch. The team, the front office, gets their share of the pie for sure. I just think that that was a significant piece of it. And I think for a lot of us, this is what people were worried about with Jimmy Butler, because he did arrive, fair or not, with a label of being a culture killer and a malcontent, because it's happened in multiple places. And guess what? It might happen here, too.
It might.
But not yet, and not for a while. And maybe it won't, because the other thing is, too, like, he signed for two more years after this one, and we go, we got two more years after this. 2 years and 30 games is not that long in the NBA. Like, if you look at Jimmy Butler's culture-killing history, it's never been in the first 2 years. It's after, we're getting to this 4 years and 5 years and 6 years and problems and all of that. So, you know, he's only got to be here for a short period of time before they're probably all going to walk off into the sunset.
True, but, and I'll play devil's advocate here and think about, like, the future and what it might mean, because he signed for 2 years on top of this year. So you play this year, everything's great, hunky-dory, honeymoon phase, whatever happens, great. You get through next year, and now he's in the final year of his deal. And at that point, he might want a new deal. He might want an extension with just 1 year left. And,
maybe,
you know, at that point, either Steph will have, he'll have 1 year left, and he'll either get extended or not. And Draymond's got 1 year left. He'll get extended or not. So you get through next year, and you will be facing questions about Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy Butler, and what each of them want, what the organization wants. And so, for me, it's not as easy as 2.5 years and then we worry about it. It's really just 1.5 years, because at the end of next year, all these guys are going to want clarity either way on what they're going
to
do.
Let's go to Candlestick Rick. He's in San Bruno. Rick, what's going on, man? What are you doing?
Hey, what's up, fellas? It's been about a calendar year since I called you guys, but it's good to hear you.
It's good to hear you. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, so I want to lay a few points down really quick, and I'll let you guys get back to it. But this is the joyous Jimmy. The no joy Jimmy is not good because the attitude and effort changes within him. He doesn't give his full effort. He's happy right now. And I believe that will last with Steph and Draymond. They like each other, man. You can tell it's sincere. And you can only get better with Jimmy. I mean, he makes the young players better. Steph is feeling good as well as Draymond. And every role player has continued playing well or started playing better. Pods is on fire right now. I don't expect a Western Conference win or anything like that, but my hopes are much higher than they were before. And I think we could beat some of these young teams based on merit and pedigree. When Jimmy has the ball, you kind of trust him like you did at Iguodala, almost more.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it, man. Yeah, like I think that's something that we were pointing to on the crossover a little bit. When you get to know Jimmy, I don't think any Warrior fan, like the only concern is, well, who is Jimmy? Nobody's worried about what is Jimmy. Everybody knows that Jimmy Butler is a great basketball player, but there's definitely an IQ level that goes up for the fans when someone joins your team. There's always a certain thing or two where you're like, oh, I didn't know that about him, or how does it fit with this particular team? There's that get to know you phase. I've always known, who doesn't know that Jimmy Butler's a dog, man? He's a one in the NBA. Dude, he is a high IQ basketball player. I mean, this obsession with not turning the ball over
That's the thing, Mark.
How beautiful. I've never heard a star talk about that openly. Like, obsessed with not turning the ball over. I don't hear stars talk about that. I mean, certainly that's never been a part of Warrior basketball the last year, 10, 12 years. They've always turned the ball over a lot. And Jimmy Butler has brought a new dynamic, especially later in their careers.
Yeah, he's turned it over 6 times in 6 games.
That's
one
incredible.
Turnover per game. And I was looking at the numbers earlier. They are down 2 turnovers per game. And a lot of that is attributed to the fact that Jimmy Butler is on the ball a lot. And you mentioned it, Mark. He doesn't want to turn the ball over, and maybe that'll help permeate into Steph and Draymond, because still, when you watch this team, Steph and Draymond have those one or two moments a game where it's like, where, you know, they throw a one-arm pass, or they throw a reckless pass or a lazy pass. Jimmy Butler doesn't have that. The dude is absolutely Puritan with the basketball, and so hopefully that will carry over to Steph and Draymond, and the turnovers continue to go down, because when they don't turn it over, you get more shots, and when you offensive rebound, you get more shots, and if this team gets more shots than their opponent, they're going to win most of their games.
That's the other thing about this. It's not just W's. Like, it's been really pretty basketball.
Yeah?
Really pretty basketball. McManimal, Fairfield. Next up, Willard and Dibbs. McManimal, hey.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Great.
Hey, I called in last week in regards to the comments Draymond made over All-Star Weekend.
Yeah.
And I just want to revisit what I said then. I said, yeah, absolutely, he buys in and he believes that they can win the championship, and I do too. Furthermore, you know, I also said that he's bringing something, Jimmy Butler is bringing something to this team that Corey Maggette never could, and that's the vibes. I mean, you guys are spot on with that. The vibes that are coming in, they're high. I mean,
I think we lost McManimal there at the end. I'm not sure I understand the Corey Maggette comparison. I get it that Maggette was brought in as at the time, this is a while ago, obviously, but a big name free agent. But like, by no stretch does that really feel anything like this. I mean, look, it's too early to say this after 6 games, but if you want to start playing around historically with trade deadline acquisitions, hell, you could probably go beyond just basketball. I don't know how many trade deadline acquisitions have brought about this significant of a change this quickly. I mean, in recent memory, I start thinking about things like Christian McCaffrey. I start thinking about people like Hunter Pence. This is only six games. But, my God, they look like a completely different basketball franchise.
Yeah, they look totally different. And if you look at, you know, the impact that he's had immediately, it's a big one. And I think about going back to the first championship year where a couple years prior when they made the Monte Ellis trade, they got Andrew Bogut back on to Golden State, and Andrew Bogut turned out to be a big piece of that first championship team, and it didn't really bear fruit right away, but it was a veteran big and somebody who came in and did something for them that they desperately needed. And this is different because I think that Jimmy Butler is a little later in his career, although Bogut didn't play too many more years. He had all the injuries, but when Bogut got acquired, it was that sense of, wow, this is something that they've always needed, a big man who can distribute and rim protect and defend inside. And so that, at the moment, it was a big trade. Everyone was really upset about losing Monte Ellis, and then the Mullen retirement ceremony thing happened, and a little different than the Iguodala retirement ceremony.
Yeah, a little bit.
Similar
a little bit.
In the length of ceremony, by the way.
Yep.
And Rick Barry was at both, but other than that, not too many commonalities.
That was about it, yeah. All right, so who wants to do this with us? Anybody want to reboot their Jimmy Butler trade take from a couple of weeks ago? 888-957-9570. That's the number. We're taking your calls. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. Anthony Slater is going to join us in just over 45 minutes, and Steve Kerr is going to join us in just over 2 hours. But until then, we continue with your phone calls on the new look Warriors, 888-957-9570. This is Willard and Dibbs.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.